morning and welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in this Saturday morning, an Arizona listening tradition for 25 years. Happy, proud, and humble all at the same time to say you're tuned in to the number one weekend radio talk show in the entire state of Arizona. We show up, the entire team and staff, with a commitment to put a smile on your face, melt away the anxieties in your heart, and answer any question you might have about home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance. The number to reach us is 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, R-O-S-I-E, number 4 and the letter U, 1-888-ROSIE for you. Toll-free call puts you in touch with our call screeners and operators that are standing by now to take your name, determine where you're calling from and what your question is, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can. Mike Reesh and Pete are the engineers that make sure that all technical operation comes off flawless. I'm in studio with my son, Romy, co-host, and my wife, sweet Jennifer. We're all here for the sole purpose of making your day. Thanks for tuning in. On the topic today, we're focusing on the number one New Year's resolution we'd like all of our listeners and Arizona homeowners to tune into. Listen, if you know a new Arizona homeowner, you've got a nephew, a son, a grandchild who've recently bought their first new home, give them a ring and encourage them to tune in. We're going to be talking about one of the most important things about home ownership, and that's increasing the safety of your home. In particular, today we're going to be talking about fire safety. You know, Arizona has one of the safest records of all states in the entire nation. We have fewer civilian deaths in Arizona due to residential fires than practically any other state in the union. Let's not take that as a reason to be apathetic. Let's take that as a motivation to maintain our top rating. And stay tuned with us and stick with us here for the next couple hours as we talk you through the things we'd like you to think about to make your home more fire safe. We'll be bringing in special guests and experts from the Glendale Fire Department, Scottsdale Fire Department, Tucson Fire Department, and the Central Yavapai Fire District, talking about fire safety in all regions of the great state of Arizona. Now, that's not to say we won't take your call on any question. Chances are you've probably, with all the days off you had with Christmas and New Year's and the extra time off, you either started a home improvement project or your significant other developed a to-do list for you, a honey-do list, that you're now facing. You're trying to finish a project or start a honey-do list. Listen, we are the perfect resource for you. Give us a ring. The number is 1-888-768-4348. We'd love to try and help you any way we can.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888.
Did I say it wrong?
Rosie, for you. I think you said 768.
Did I really?
I think so. I think it's 7.
How long have we had this number?
Oh,
long enough for me not to make a mistake, right? 1-888-767-4348. Thank you for catching that, Roman.
I'm not saying you said it wrong.
Hey,
I could have heard it wrong.
Julia, could you please call 768-4348 and apologize to them for all the phone calls you're going to be getting in the next few minutes? While the calls load up, I would like to bring in our first special guest who's taken the opportunity to join us on this weekend. It's Mr. Mike Young, a 14-year firefighting veteran, 7 with the City of Phoenix, now currently serving his last 7 years with City of Glendale. He is the public information officer for the City of Glendale, and I'd like to bring Mike in and talk a little bit about fire extinguishers. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning to all of you.
Hey. Listen, you know, fire extinguishers are those kind of things that kind of sit around, collect dust. You hope you never have to use them, but boy, when you do. You need to know what to do. Why don't you talk us through, see that fire, see that flame, grab that, I mean, what's the game plan? What's the protocol there, Mike?
Well, the first thing you need to have is you need to have the right type of fire extinguisher. You know, there are different types of fires, and so there's different types of extinguishers for those fires. For example, a grease fire and an electrical fire require different extinguishing agents to be effective and safely put out the fire. For most residential homes, you're going to want to have a fire extinguisher that is a type A, B, or C, and they also sell combined fire extinguishers, so you'll see one that can extinguish a fire for all types of residential fires, and that's the one that you're going to want to get. If you do have a fire in your home, the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to get everybody out. The most important thing is going to be safety, because if you don't get the people out of your home first, that fire happens to grow, you can put a lot more people in danger. So you're going to want to evacuate your home, either yourself or have somebody else call 911 as you're grabbing your fire extinguisher. And we use a simple acronym for somebody to use a fire extinguisher. It's acronym PASS, P-A-S-S. It stands for pull, so you're going to pull the trigger. You're going to aim, and when people aim, most people tend to focus on the flame, and we want to them to focus on the fuel, what is on fire, because if you put the agent on the flame, it could spread that fire. So A for aim, S is going to be for squeeze, you're going to squeeze the handle, and then the other S is for a sweeping motion. You're going to want to sweep the fire starting from as far back as you can, moving up to the fire.
Pull the pin, aim, sweep, and squeeze, trigger, and sweep.
There you go.
All low, below the flame, at the base of the flame, on the fuel that's actually burning.
There you go. Simple as that.
And that would tell me a little research is in order, because it's my understanding in the research we've done for the show that the great majority of home fires will start in the kitchen.
That is absolutely true. We get people that, whether it's using a large amount of grease, or the number one cause of these home fires is people leave food unattended. We tend to throw things in the oven or put it on the stove and go walk away and kind of multitask.
Why are you two smiling so hard?
Lots of burned toast at the Romero's.
Lots of burned toast at the Romero's, that's for sure. Never to the point we've had to have a fire extinguisher, but it's been close.
So we've got the kitchen is a big cause. I know so that's gonna dryer vents are another big cause.
Dryer vents are another big cause, exactly.
Absolutely. People tend not to have those cleaned out. You're going to want to have those dryer vents cleaned out at least every 3 years.
You know, I think I have a fire extinguisher in my truck. I think I have a fire extinguisher in my in the garage. I think I have one under the kitchen sink, and I think I have one in the back bedroom somewhere. But you know what? I owe it to myself to verify those and probably check the little dial for green, yellow, or red status. They don't last forever, right?
No, they do not. Manufacturers say most extinguishers should work between 5 and 15 years. Sometimes we don't necessarily buy a brand new fire extinguisher, so we'll get a fire extinguisher that we don't know how old it is. And so some of the things that you want to check is you do want to check that dial. If it's in the green, it's good to go. But, you know, you also want to inspect it. You want to make sure whether the holes or nozzles cracked or in working condition, whether the locking pin or the handle works. And so anytime you have any questions about that, you're going to want to have that fire extinguisher inspected.
And a fire extinguisher isn't something, let's say I had to use it, it was in green, had a little fire. Once I use it, I don't put it back under the sink. I got to get a new one, right? It's like a airbag in a truck. You don't just put it back in and go driving after a crash. I mean, you got to get a new one.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to get it recharged and filled up and ready to go for the next fire. I would hate to have you use it, put it up, and then it doesn't work the next time.
You know, Jennifer, hold me accountable, because I think I have a fire extinguisher in all those places. Hold me accountable to make that check this afternoon. You know what? If one of them aren't in the green, would it be anything wrong with me taking one that's in yellow and practicing in my city trash can, just pulling the pin and squeezing the trigger, just to experience it? I've never used one. I've never had to use one.
No, if you definitely have the opportunity and the means to be able to practice, absolutely, because the better trained you are, the better you're going to react in case there is a real fire.
All right. Well, Mike, anything else you'd like? Two-story homes, there ought to at least be two fire extinguishers, one on every floor.
That's right. You're going to want to have one on every floor. It's, you know, whether it's the basement or your first floor, second floor. Don't forget the kitchen, and then definitely don't forget the garage. A lot of times we do a lot of things in our garage that are flammable, can catch something on fire, so you definitely want to have one handy in your garage.
Sounds like he's got a video cam at our house. Mike Young with Glendale Fire Department, Public Information Officer and Firefighter, we certainly appreciate your service. We certainly appreciate you joining us here at Rosie on the House this Saturday morning to talk through fire extinguishers.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us on, and keep doing the good work you guys do.
Mike, thanks a million. We appreciate it.
Take care.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take all the fire extinguishers. I'm gonna pull trigger. I'm gonna pull pins and squeeze
triggers.
You
would do it into the trash can.
Well, I think.
Isn't it like foam?
Where
it
else
stick
would you
if
do
it,
it
didn't get burned? I don't know. on your
empty cardboard box. Maybe we got some boxes left over from Christmas
or
something.
Your sand field.
No, I don't want the dog. I don't want any place a dog can dig it up or anything like that. I don't know. I'll have to do a little more research, I think. But maybe into an empty Christmas box. That
or
would be
or the vacant lot south of the church, not far from me. Just walk over there.
Yeah.
Rosie's out.
Yeah, Rosie's experimenting. He's running our research and development department.
And you said recharge them. Can you really recharge them, or you have to buy a new one?
Well, I think there are brands that can be recharged.
Where would you go to do that?
Generally speaking, I should have asked Mike that. I don't know. But generally speaking, I think you just buy a new one.
I'd feel good about that, I think.
You would? You wouldn't like me to come home and say, hey, look at all these I recharged.
No.
No. All right.
So I rewired it.
Fire safety is the New Year's resolution. We're on today, but we're taking any and all of your calls on any and every question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin at 1-888-767-4348.
Jim in Scottsdale, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, hi. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I have an issue with my tile roof. When I was putting my Christmas lights up, one of them on the, I don't know what you call it, the end of the roof, sort of that rounds, there's like a row that rounds off the edge of the roof.
That's called a barge tile. B-A-R-G-E, barge tile.
Okay. One of my barge tiles fell off, and I could see that a couple others were, you know, coming away from the roof. So I was wondering if that's something a novice could fix.
We'll be back right after this to answer that for Jim in Scottsdale.